Should employees be allowed to share their religion with colleagues at work? A Christian health worker in the NHS has lost her appeal against a ruling which suspended her for giving a religious book to a Muslim colleague. Victoria Wastani was found guilty in 2014 of harassing and bullying a work friend. She'd given her a book about a Muslim woman's conversion to Christianity and asked her to church. Boyd Sleater is coordinator for Northern Ireland Humanists. Morning to you, Boyd.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Callum Webster from the Christian Institute. Good morning to you, Callum.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you make of this, Callum?
Well, it's deeply troubling if people are going to be punished for reasonable conversations at work and reasonable interaction with colleagues about sharing their faith. Let's just consider the facts of the case and the issue in point. Victoria Wastani had befriended this Muslim colleague and there was a good relationship between the two. They texted one another, they were friendly, they discussed one another's faith, and it was reasonable discussion, not anything outrageous about that, not anything worthy of punishment. And Victoria didn't force anything upon the Muslim colleague. She invited the Muslim colleague to church. She didn't harass her and demand that she come. She invited her graciously. She offered her a book, which the girl accepted. The Muslim girl was in trouble or upset about an issue in the workplace, and Victoria kindly offered to pray with her. She sought her permission. She didn't force it upon her against her wishes. So, you know, Victoria was quite reasonable. She was quite gentle. You know, if this is the sort of thing that penalties are going to be imposed upon employees for, what other conversations are we going to punish people for? Are atheists going to be punished for articulating their atheist beliefs or inviting people to debates about those things? You know, there has to be an even-handed approach. It can't just be taken against Christian people sharing their faith. She was reasonable, she was moderate. And
so,
policies have got to apply across the board.
So, Boyd, we know
all sets of beliefs.
Okay, Boyd, we know what happens in work these days. You know, you don't sit at a desk slavishly staring into a screen. You talk to the human beings around you, and you talk about your interests, and you talk about what you're doing in life. What's wrong with doing that?
Totally correct, Stephen. There's absolutely no issue in talking about your faith. You know, that's totally fine. We wouldn't want to stop people from being able to talk about their faith, but let's just correct something here around the facts of this. This was the Muslim lady's line manager. She had gone to her line manager with an issue with her work and her life. And the other person was in a place of power. And what she done was she started to proselytize to this woman who was in a vulnerable position.
What's vulnerable about communication? What's vulnerable about someone talking to someone?
Because when you're in a position of power and they come to you with issues in the workplace, you shouldn't be sitting saying to them, okay, let's pray together, or here's a book to try and convert you to Christianity.
I'm sorry, but that's not what Victoria did. Victoria offered...
No, that is what Victoria did.
Victoria offered the girl was free to decline that offer.
Rather than us fighting out what Victoria Wastani did or didn't do, because quite frankly, we don't know. The majority of us listening to this don't know. We don't have the fine detail. Hold on. We can talk about what people should or shouldn't do. So Boyd Sleater, is there anything different in someone approaching a work colleague and saying, look, you know, I don't know. For example, I don't believe in God, okay?
Yep.
Is there anything different in someone who is a Christian coming up to me and saying, Stephen, are you sure that you shouldn't try to go to church, listen to the wonderful life I have because God's in my life? Is there anything different from someone doing that? Is that not all right? And someone coming up and saying, Stephen, you know, you really should get a new interest in life. You should go out, you should get fit, you should do this.
Stephen,
that's what human beings do. They talk to each other.
Stephen, that's a totally different situation. We're talking about the case at hand. The information about the judgment is online. People can read it if they want to read it. This woman was brought into interviews with her line managers on a number of occasions and asked to tone it down.
Yes, but I'm asking you where you think the bar should be. For example, do you think it's all right?
It's fine for work colleagues to discuss anything that they want to discuss.
Is it fine for a work colleague to go up to someone that doesn't have a belief in God and give them a Bible and say, look, if you want to read that, I think you should. Is that fine?
No, it's, It's not.
Why?
It's not really, because you shouldn't be proselytizing in work. You shouldn't.
Well, you know, atheism can proselytize as well. So, you know,
Callum, and then, Boyd, you can respond.
Well, the principles got to apply equally across the board. And, you know, if Boyd's view is that no one should share or proselytize their faith at work or share it or discuss it with colleagues or answer their questions, then that has to apply to atheism too. You know, atheists have got to learn that they are not allowed then to try and use conversations to contradict belief in God or undermine faith or religion. You know, the same playing field has to be applied
within
to all conversations.
Dynamic. If I was the manager of a colleague and they came to me with an issue and they were religious of some sort, and I started, rather than addressing the issue and trying to get to the bottom of what this issue may be, I started telling them that they needed to become an atheist. That would be wrong.
Victoria didn't say that. Victoria was befriending the girl, and surely we are able to have friendships with our line managers and be able to have good relationships with them and talk openly and share beliefs. It wasn't enforced upon the girl.
I really think we'll benefit more from this if we don't just talk about Victoria's case, if we use examples so that we can all relate to them. Well, so, Boyd, you say that it's inappropriate for someone to hand someone a Bible and work and say, look, you may or may not be interested in that, but I think you should read it. What's inappropriate about that?
It's inappropriate with regards to the power dynamic. So if I am somebody's line manager and they come to me with an issue...
Well, if you're not someone's line manager?
If you're not somebody's line manager and you're in an open discussion... That's kind of funny.
No, if you're handing over a Bible to someone, that's off limits to you, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it kind of is, especially if that person already has a deeply held belief in another religion or
part of discussion is that there's an exchange of ideas, and surely even with line managers, we build up friendships. I mean, line managers are not supposed to just be cold and clinical. They're to care for people pastorally.
I think we've moved beyond line managers, haven't we? We're talking about all of us now and what's acceptable in the workplace. What about a Christmas card?
Any colleague. I mean, if we're going in the other direction, then we become robots who sit staring into a screen. We're not allowed to say anything in case somebody else in the workplace might be offended. You know, we're not allowed to answer questions just in case it might be interpreted. The answer might be interpreted as something that's, you know, proselytizing. Is that really the type of workplaces we want to...
You're a humanist, Boyd.
Yes.
Would you find it offensive if someone sent you a Christmas card?
Of course not. Why would I find that offensive? I mean, Christmas is a pagan...
Well, some Christmas cards have religious messages inside.
Some of them do, but you know, I'm not gonna begrudge a Christmas card. I would probably say I'm one myself.
And yet, you would begrudge a Bible.
Yes, I would. I mean, especially if somebody already knew that I was an atheist and a humanist, and that's not something that, you know, I don't think that's an acceptable thing to be handing out to people in the workplace. You know, it would be like me bringing in a load of material on humanism or atheism and start handing it out to people, especially if they have not invited my...
The girl did ask questions. So if colleagues are asked questions about their faith or about their lack of faith, are they not allowed to, you know, give more information and say, look, you know, here's more details about this. This book might answer your question. You know, they're not allowed to respond if somebody asks questions.
In this instance, those questions were not asked. What was asked was, can you deal with some issues that I have? Mm-hmm. And what this woman's line manager did was say, oh, here's a Bible, here's a book about converting to Christianity.
Oh, she did. The book was offered.
Okay.
The book was offered. It was not...
Is that not the same as handing somebody the book?
Okay, we're back into the details of this case again. But Boyd, thank you very much. Callum, thank you. Morning to you.